nerderotic.com.
One of the things I missed, and I'm sorry I missed it, was Perturbed Pedro. Grumpy Guillermo. Angry Joe. Angry Joe got angry. I mean, it's in his title. It's in the name. I don't know if I could even go over all these tweets. I don't even know if I could find all these tweets. I don't know if I think you heard about it enough on Real BBC, didn't you? I don't want to give you too many reruns. He seems to do this once in a while, and he seems to like, he's always usually going after Jeremy. This time he went after Disperu. It seems like he really needs to defend his DC. He likes his DC. So do I, dude. I like DC too. I'd like to see it properly represented on screen, and I definitely don't want to see it from James Gunn, a guy I supported getting the job, a guy right up until the moment I started seeing Superman. I'm like, I want to see this movie. I hope he's the right guy. Now, I have my doubts, but I'm like, I hope he's the right guy. He's made some movies I like. Let's go. David Corenswet looks good. I'm glad they brought the trunks back on the outside, but the rest of the costume admittedly looks a bit shit. You know what the thing I don't like the most? All due respect to Alex Ross, legend. You're a legend, dude. But fuck your S being in that. Like, it's supposed to be the Superman symbol, the iconic Superman symbol, and you're using the Kingdom Come one? That reeks to me of rights issues. Why in the hell would you do that? So maybe, and I heard, well, maybe they'll change it later. But defending Supergirl is like an odd choice anyway, because that movie was going, it was always going to suck. It never had a chance. It has a writer with zero experience who just so happens to be an attractive former actress. Wonder how she got that job. And she's getting equal billing to the director because they have to show like a woman totally was involved in the making of this fucking movie and stuff. And that's odd. Chris pointed that out. Like, when do you ever see the writer get equal billing to the fucking director? Never. Fucking never. And she's, because it's a woman and stuff. So I'm really glad they made her name prominent, because when this thing fucking bombs, I'm going to start the DEI Hall of Fame, and I'm going to have a female division of all the women who have directed superhero flops and genre flops, because that is a long fucking list right now. And I can definitively say we have achieved equality. God bless America, because women can suck just as much as men. Turns out they're just as incompetent as Alex Kurtzman, Jar Jar Abrams, J.D. Payne, Patrick McKay. I'll tell you what, J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay were in a cage match with Leslie Headland. My money's on Leslie Headland. I'm just saying. They would be, you know, hoarding their stolen Legos, but they're kind of skinny. She's got a big head. I think she'd just go in and headbutt them. I'll take the dyke.
All I know is that dyke can play.
So Angry Joe, back to Angry Joe. So Angry Joe melts down on Father's Day. So Angry Joe spends all of Father's Day showing us what fatherless behavior looks like. Now him, he might argue, well, you guys are going after Supergirl. Yeah, I am, because it's fun, because it's funny. I am not angry at all. As a matter of fact, got a little joy in my heart, a little tippy-tappy in my step. I love taking the piss out of Hollywood, because I don't feel bad about taking the piss out of a multi-billion dollar industry that has had every advantage in the world, that has monopolized entertainment for years, gatekept so many people out, and then started gatekeeping like legit people out through their unions and their DEI. And they're fucking everything up with all the resources in the world. You should be mocking that. That's precisely the thing you should be making fun of. Oh, and then there's the added caveat of they thought they were so good and safe, they could tell half the country to fuck off consistently for years. And the fact of the matter is, the movie star, I mean, it's not only eclipsed by, I mean, like, this doesn't make me happy, by the way, because but the word I'm about to spit out, I fucking hate. The movie star is being eclipsed by the influencer. It's going to be eclipsed by a few more things. Like, it's going to fall down the line, because I wouldn't put the influencer in the same. I mean, some people will, but I think a streamer is different than a than an influencer. Influencers are the people who hold those little fucking mics, right? I couldn't tell you who any of them are. I don't go on TikTok. I'm a 57-year-old straight man. Why in the fuck would I do that? I've already seen what it's done to one 50-year-old straight man. If you know, you know. By the way, Furiosa flopped. TikTok is very gay. Unless you're a girl, it's fine if you're a girl, but like, I've never been on the app, so I don't know. I imagine it's like YouTube Shorts, which I hate. I hate. And if it's the future of YouTube and my channel's dead because of it, so be it. I'd rather my channel die than start doing, tell me what you think about this. Blah. Fuck that. Angry Joe, on Father's Day, goes after Disparu, goes after Az, goes after Perry Chan. Joe, stop the Asian hate, bro. You lay the fuck off my editor. His Supergirl Chaka thumbnails belong in the fucking meme Louvre. And I hope he keeps cranking them out just to piss you off. We're going to go full Chaka on the dailies. By the way, I love Chaka. Land of the Lost was my fucking jam when I was a kid. And I don't think she looks like Chaka. I backed her casting. I said she was pretty good in House of the Dragon. Let's give it a shot. Now, Disparu said it earlier today, and he's 100% right. Superheroes need to be tens. Period. Tens. Now, everybody calling her a five. No. I'm not saying she's a 10, but she ain't a five. Gillespie and the cinematographer, who I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. Somebody in the chat might know. Is it the same one who did Superman? Probably not, but it looks like it was. It should be fired just because the movie looks like shit. The framing is fucking bizarre. They're shooting everything from the fucking bottom. It looks like a fucking brown turd. It looks like the Mexico filter, but with more piss and shit. Well, she doesn't take care of herself. They asked her. Ryan said that he thinks she was drunk. Ryan would know. And he is right. When I watched a lot of clips, probably not as much as Disparu, but I'll say the second most. The second most. Thanks to Disparu on the assist for the last video, by the way, buddy. She asked what she finds fun, and her first words were immediate was a cigarette and a martini. I'm a simple girl. And the one thing that surprised me a little bit is how many people in Hollywood like still smoke cigarettes? Not that I'm above it or anything. It's just, they all do. They all smoke cigarettes. They all do. But sweetheart, you're 26. You drink. If you drink every day, if you drink 4 days a week, 5 days a week, that is going to age the fuck out of you. Alcohol is awful for you. I've said it before. There's a myriad of drugs out there, and most of them, they're all fucking bad for you. But like heroin, coke, whatever, that'll be like a scalpel to your brain. Alcohol is like a grenade. And then it doesn't stop with your brain. It ages. Well, it fucks up your organs, fucks up your skin, fucks up your eyes. It fucks everything up. So they're all bad. Sobriety is based, by the way. But alcohol is actually the worst. Because the thing is, in some cases, some drugs are merciful enough to kill you right away. Alcohol will take its time and kill you over decades. And then you get wet brain. And I don't know if you've seen people, or you've seen people with wet brain. They're called homeless people. It's very sad. Yeah. So alcohol's bad. And somebody should tell that to Angry Joe, by the way. I think somebody should tell that to Angry Joe. It looks like a little too much tequila. That night, it really did look like a drunken rant. I've seen them before. Unsolicited advice for my fellow content creators. Streaming post sober really keeps you out of a lot of trouble. Really does. But yeah, it was a whole day of that. When he brought up my thumbnail, it wasn't even whatever he was talking about. It had nothing to do with the thumbnail. Again, it was a beautiful thumbnail. And I appreciate what Perry did. And we have a plethora of Chaka thumbnails And we're not good. No, like, hey, no, vaping's not good for you either. That's why I said, I'm like, I'm not above all this. Okay. Just admitting that. But I was just surprised how many young people still smoke cigarettes. So, Az made a 40-minute video, which I listened to today, on the whole situation. I don't think I need to add anything to it. I don't know what Joe was arguing about. I will just tell Joe, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the Chuds were fucking right again. And I know it can be really frustrating, but life isn't fair, buddy. That's all I can really say. I haven't seen the movie. I know it's going to be shit. I saw Alan Ng and Chris's out of the theater review. And I guess the thing that pissed me off the most is Chris said that they doubled down on Laura and Jor-El wanting Kal-El to conquer the earth with a harem, spread his seed. They doubled down on it. Total Chud victory. It is. Yeah, I think Joe was maybe I'll find the tweet. The one where, like, he said, if you don't buy a ticket for Supergirl, you're for genocide or some shit. Did Az reply to that? I don't know. I don't want to look for that because that means I would have to look at Angry Joe. There's one. It's all caps. Oh, my God. Okay, here's one. Jesus. Where did Disprue touch you, Joe? Just tell us where Disprue touched you. I mean, I won't do anything about it. This is just one of, like, and I'm sure most of you know, and for those of you who don't, you're just better off. You're just better off. Oh my God, LOL, Angry Joe savagely attacks Nerdrotic and Geeks and Gamers and Disprue, which is the title of Az's video, by the way, with a different opinion about whether or not it matters if Millie Alcock says Supergirl could go both ways. It does matter, you dipshit. In a random interview. It wasn't a random interview. These were handpicked influencers by the marketing department at Warner Brothers, which is soon to be owned by David Ellison's Paramount, which I'm sure is going to trigger the fuck out of you. But yes, the Warner Brothers marketing department, which I assure you is run by a 25-year-old woman who just graduated from UCLA and her dad is an executive somewhere in Hollywood. I don't think I'm wrong about that. And I just pulled that out of my ass. I think I'm completely right. Maybe USC, maybe USC. But it's a 25-year-old woman who just graduated from USC or UCLA and got the job before she had any chance to prove herself because her daddy is an executive somewhere. She picked out all the influencers. Listen, if you have 15 followers, that's 15 more than you had before. So no disrespect to that. But that's who you're giving the interviews to. Not that I want to do a red carpet, because if I did a red carpet, guys, if I did one red carpet, all I would do is walk up to the actors. I'd walk up to David Corn-Sweat. How much pussy have you crushed this year? That's all I'm going to do. Help us fans against the big bad Joe. Brigade him. Who's brigading who? Az brought it up. Joe has 3.2 million subscribers. I think Joe wants to get brigaded. It sounds like Joe wants to get brigaded in the gayest way possible. And I'm for it, you know, if that's what he wants. Tell him he's wrong. What was Joe wrong about again? It doesn't matter. Help me. Haha. Y'all, this is pathetic. Now I just need the rest of you crying bitches to make videos about me simultaneously to increase our engagement and show how fragile you guys are. Damn, I shouldn't have talked about him. Link me to all your upcoming bitch fests about my opinions as, and thanks guys, a little heart. You know, let's see the movie first and we'll see what happens. Joe needs a little help. We can help him out. Toss a coin to our bitcher. Don't you think? We'll see if we get this much fire. Yeah. I wonder if he's going to like the movie. We'll see. I see it tomorrow at 7. You want to know why? Here's a story. Quick story. I bought the fan screening in San Antonio. And I'm like, fuck, why'd I do that? I'm not going to be in San Antonio. I'm going to be in Wisconsin. Oh boy, are those fan screenings going to be sold out? Easily got tickets 2 days ago. With many, many, many to spare. The theater I am in for the fan screening. Admittedly, I'm not in the middle of LA or Orlando or New York. I have three people watching it with me. Three people. That's why I made a video. I'm like, holy crap. And then I started looking at fan screenings. These are the Wednesday screenings, for which there are too many, by the way. But even in the IMAX, like in San Antonio, which was sold out weeks before The Flash came out, ours isn't sold out. Burbank is sold out. I put it in my video, but there's a bunch of places that just you can go tomorrow if you want to go and get a fan screening ticket. On the other hand, with Spider-Man, good luck. If you're a Prime member, you can go look, but I think all the screenings are gone. I don't know if they're going to add one. They probably should. Gunn isn't the guy. Here, let me see this one right here. Gunn isn't the guy DC needs to find someone competent, or we're going back to the solo Batman movies. Lee, my brother, we're going back to the solo Batman movies. We're on our way. And maybe that's good. Cinematic universes are dead. They were never alive in the first place. The only one that ever really worked, and I'm talking about in the modern sense, in the MCU sense, is the MCU. We can talk about Bond or whatever, but as far as like cinematic universes of the modern ones, the only one that's kind of worked after the MCU, and I, my God, this hurts to say, Song of Ice and Fire. One Piece live action. I mean, it's not a cinematic universe though. And neither is A Song of Ice and Fire. It is a streaming universe, but like Dark Universe, technically DC is on their third reboot in 13 years, right? So DCEU, soft reboot of the DCEU, and then the JGU. They need to piss off the few for the needs of the many. Let the salt flow, says Southeastern Kaiju. And the salt will flow this week, my friend, and it will be glorious salt. He who controls the salt controls the media. And that's you. That is you. One thing I want to bring up about Angry Joe, speaking of you guys, a common mistake by content creators who believe they are above reproach. They are smarter than the audience. Usually people like this are dumb as fuck. Let's be real. And Angry Joe's not the sharpest tool in the shed. But I think his greatest offense is calling the people who watch Az or Disparu or Drinker or Geeks and Gamers or yours truly, Lemmings. And Az called him out properly in the video for that. If you're wondering why you're not getting traction, you idiot, it's because there's probably people who watch Angry Joe and Az. Angry Joe and Disparu. Angry Joe, Grace Randolph, and Disparu. There's a lot of crossover. People like Variety. There's people who watch John Campia and me. That's awesome. I give him a good ribbon. I do. I give John Campia, but like, by all means, watch him. Rob's on the show. Rob's awesome. And Campia, oh my God, I'm going to give him a compliment. He could be a good host. I think he's a good host. I think it's much better when he throws like a question out and then somebody actually knowledgeable answers the question, like Rob. I think that's the best dynamic, but I digress. But going out and calling somebody's followers lemmings like you're a bunch of fucking sheep. And people do that a lot. A lot of content creators do that. And then they go, why does anybody watch my stuff? It's probably because you just pissed off somebody in the audience. See, because it's not your audience. It's not my audience. It's not Az's audience. It's not Dricker's audience. We're the audience. We're all, like, I watch as much YouTube as anybody else, but it's the audience. It's not anybody's private audience. And I know, I definitely know there's some YouTubers out there who think they can rally the troops and you'll go be their war dogs for them and all that crazy gay shit. That's your biggest sin. Perturbed Pedro. That's your biggest sin. And they never understand. Like, why do people stop watching my video? Well, maybe because you just called the audience retarded. You think he'd know? He's been around long, long time.
NerdVerotic.com. Please subscribe.